to remove the Reno wreck, the Estoril wreck, draw attention to the issues around locomotives and asbestos, and we're looking forward to taking those issues to the government in the House this week. I've also had some questions raised about the trust that I use in my primary campaign, and I'd like to make a statement in regard to that. During my primary campaign, a number of individuals made donations higher than $500 to a trust. Those donations were made on the basis that they would remain confidential in compliance with the law and to put distance between me and potential donors. I took legal advice on this, and I'm satisfied that this fully complies with both the party rules and the requirements of the Pecuniary Interest Register. However, in the interest of transparency, I have decided to go further. I have asked a trustee to go back to the donors and determine whether they would be prepared to waive confidentiality. Three donors above $500 have agreed to do so. They are Selwyn Pellet, Perry Keenan, and Tony Gibbs. They made donations totalling $9,500, and I have not been advised of the split. Two donors have said they are unwilling to waive confidentiality. That's their legal right, and I respect their decision and indeed can't control it. In their case, the Trust will be returning the donations to them. That amounts to $8,300. This was the first time the party had run a leadership campaign, and in the course of it, we learned a thing or two about the rules that we needed to iron out. Personally, I think the rules around donations could be tightened, and that's something I will strongly support in the upcoming review.
Was this a lapse of judgment?
Yes, it was. I don't think in hindsight that a trust structure fully represented the values that I would like to bring to this leadership, and that's why I would encourage donors to be as transparent as possible.
So this is an admission that you said this is an admission that you got it wrong?
It is an admission that decisions that were made to set up the trust could have been better, and I have learned from that, and I am now making sure that I can do whatever I can to ensure that there is transparency.
How involved was your wife and your campaign manager in the trust?
So my wife was involved in some of the discussion. She was not a trustee of the trust.
Did she help you fundraise? Donations?
I don't know the answer to that question.
You don't know if your wife was asking for donations? And how involved was Greg Prevlin? Was he aware of?
Greg Prevlin is a trustee of the trust.
So he was aware of the arrangements?
Yes, of course he was. He was a trustee of the trust.
Would you have revealed this information if it hadn't been for media inquiries? Would you have even acknowledged this lapse of judgment?
I think it was clear while we were doing the returns process that the requirements of transparency went beyond the legal requirements, and it's a matter that I have been reflecting on over the last weeks.
How can you not know whether or not your wife was helping fundraise for your campaign?
Because lots of people approach lots of members of the campaign team with offers to help. And they are referred to the trustee.
This is your wife, you talk to her every evening, you don't know if she was helping fundraise.
That's right, and she's a lawyer and she knows that if a trust has been set up so that I don't know who the donors are, then there would be some things that she would not discuss with
me. So did you not know who the donors were at the time?
Correct.
What was the total of donations in the fund altogether?
Well, there were a number of smaller donations made, so I don't have that information for me, and I don't know who the smaller donors were.
In terms of the trust paying back the money, so is that you paying back, or how... Where's that money?
Is that money not spent?
No, at the end of the day, there may be a deficit and the buck stops with me.
How do you know Perry Keenan?
He's an old friend of mine. I mean, he's worked with him a long time ago.
And you didn't know at the time when these donations were made who these people were?
No, I didn't, because when people offered to help, they were referred to the trustee.
Did any come from businesses? Who the donors were?
When the trustee advised me.
Did any come from businesses?
Because I was making sure that I heard back from the trustee and the information I presented to him was as correct as possible.
Did Perry Keenan go through your wife to make this donation?
No, he expressed interest in supporting me to me, and I referred him on, but I was not aware of where that happened.
Did anyone go through your wife to make their donations?
I do not know.
Given how rigorous Labor has been attacking John Banks over his mayoral donations for 2010, have you and the party let yourselves down in a major way here?
I think that in allowing the trust structure to be used in the first place, I displayed an error of judgment that I take full responsibility.
Why did you do that? Did you think it realised at the time you would have to disclose them under the Register of Pecuniary Interests, or did you not realise that till
after? No, look, the reasons were twofold. Firstly, that it was to give donors a high level of confidentiality, and also to keep me removed from the detail.
How do you know Tony Gibbs, and why did he support you?
I don't know him well, and
how do you know him?
He's been a friend of the party in the past, and he approached
somebody and was referred to the trustee.
And those other two donors who you're giving the money back to, how do you know them?
Well, I don't know who they are, so I don't know.
So you still don't know who those are?
I still don't know who those two are.
Are you aware of any businesses that donated to your fund?
When will you make the constitutional reforms to the Labor Party to avoid this situation recurring? Can it be done this year?
I don't know the answer to that question, but I think that certainly we've all learned from this experience. For a start, the Labor Party's internal rules do not align well with the pecuniary interest rules, and I think there is a general sense that the use of trusts is now not meeting the requirements of transparency.
Why is your family home run through a trust?
Oh, standard thing. My wife's a lawyer, and most lawyers have their houses in trust as a matter of protection from liability.
Do you or your wife benefit from any other properties in any other trusts?
None at all.
And what's the Bosie Family Trust?
That is the trust that owns our family.
Which has been
declared in the...
Was there a new trust set up specifically for the campaign?
There was a trust set up. I don't know exactly when. I understand it has a broader remit than just this campaign.
So is the Bosie Family Trust the trust...
It's nothing to do with the campaign. That is the trust that owns my family home. As has been declared in the pecuniary interest declaration.
Isn't it a different trust that owns your family home? How many trusts are you involved with?
I am the beneficiary of... I'm not actually a beneficiary, I don't think, of this campaign trust. I'm a beneficiary of the Bosie Family Trust and a bear trust called ICSL, which does savings investments.
So who was the beneficiary?
Some of the lawyers on the campaign team, including the trustee.
Isn't your family home run by Chancery Green Trust?
No, Chancery Green has nothing to do with my home.
You said the lawyers associated with your campaign set it up. Which lawyers?
Greg Presland.
Your wife?
She was involved in some of the discussions. She's not a trustee.
So she was involved in the discussions. You were unaware, or what knowledge did you have of the process?
What knowledge did I have of the process?
Yeah.
I was aware that there was a trust being set up, yes. That's why I'm taking responsibility.
What's the name of that election campaign trust?
It's called the TR Trust.
And how many other trustees are there and beneficiaries?
I don't know. I know that there is more than one, Greg Presland. I know that my wife is not a trustee. I do not know how many other trustees there are or who they are.
What does TR stand for?
Nothing in particular.
And Bosie, what's behind that?
That's an old family pet name.
Sorry,
and will this trust be closed down now?
Of the trust?
Am I a beneficiary of the trust?
Yeah.
Of which trust?
Who was the beneficiary of the TR Trust?
I understand that. My advice is that I'm not a beneficiary, but the trust did forgive debts of the campaign.
The ownership papers on your house show Chancery Green, but you're saying that they're not linked in any way?
Unless at some point they assisted with the conveyancing, that's just my wife's law firm. So.
How much did you spend on the campaign?
I don't have the exact number around.
Was it more or less than it was in the trust?
It would have been in the order of...
So was it more or less than what was in the trust? There's a trust in deficit.
If we are rescinding donations, the trust may be in deficit, and I will make that good because the buck stops.
But as of before today, it wasn't in deficit?
Not to my knowledge.
And will the TR trust be closed down now once you've sorted that all out?
It'd be better for the trustee. I'm not the trustee.
Are there any other trusts that you and your wife were involved in that had property interests?
No, absolutely not.
Do you know what the total amount?
Contrary to some speculation that you've already had replies to.
So your wife isn't involved in any other trust that owned any other properties?
My wife, as a solicitor, can play a role for clients that does not lead to any beneficial interests. So I want to be very clear, neither my wife nor I have any beneficial interests in any property any trusts other than the one which owes our family home, which has been declared for many years in the pecuniary interest register, which is the Bosie Family Trust.
How much
can't be clearer than that?
Do you know how much the donations that you're returning amounted to?
Yes, I think I said that the donations being returned amount to $8,300. I don't have the split, and the donations that have been declared total $9,500, and I don't have the split.
This must be hugely disappointing for you to have to come out and do this today.
Look, I think it's always been my approach, Tova, that where you reflect on a matter and you think you could have done it better, the best approach is to be upfront with people, say you could have done it better, and do your best to put it right, and that's what I'm doing.
How do you get it so wrong, though? Labor's been attacking the use of secret trusts since about 2006, 2007, the genesis of the EFA. How did none of that resonate with you at the time?
Firstly, this is not an electoral campaign under the Act. Secondly, it's an internal matter. These are much smaller amounts. Thirdly, people made decisions at rapid pace during a campaign, which later, in hindsight, looked like they were not the right decisions to make.
But you're a politician. You would surely have seen the parallels.
And I take responsibility for that decision, and I am now taking steps that I can to put it right.
Are you going to apologise to the caucus this morning?
Yes, I will.
How much of the 20 grand came out of your own pocket? Your election campaign?
A small amount.
So it's 8 grand that you're paying back to those people who donated money to the trusts, plus...
I don't know what the exact balance of the trust is. That's a matter for the trustee. If there is a shortfall, the buck stops with me.
Can you please clarify exactly what your wife's role was with the trust and with your campaign?
So my wife was helping out with the campaign, as you would expect. It may be the case, I don't know, that in the course of events, people may have approached her and she would have referred them to the trustee.
Will you be seeking clarification from her, asking her where does she help with the fundraising?
That's a matter for the trustee.
Was she the campaign treasurer?
I wouldn't describe her as the campaign treasurer.
Who was?
Trustee.
Great.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks very much, everybody.